Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk.
With Aviva Insurance.
Now on to some good news, some good weather news. Sunshine is on the way and it is very seriously and badly needed. Let's get the good news now with meteorologist and founder of Ireland's Weather Channel, Cathal Nolan. Hello, Cathal.
A very good morning, Claire.
A very good morning to you too. And it is a really good morning, isn't it? Lovely weather out there and on the way for later and over the next few days too.
Well, it certainly is. Looking at the satellite picture at the moment, it's essentially wall-to-wall sunshine across the country. A little bit of high cloud in parts of the southwest and in over parts of West Cork and Kerry. There will be a couple of heavy showers here during the late afternoon, evening. It'll push up across the Midlands later, but that's the exception rather than the rule. For the majority of us today, it is a case of blue skies, sunshine, and indeed, the settled weather is expected to continue over the weekend with one or two little caveats. There will be a little bit more cloud about first thing tomorrow. That will clear away then as we go through the afternoon and evening with more in the way of sunshine following. Similarly, so on Sunday, good spells of hazy sunshine. And even as we go into next week, it's expected that high pressure redevelops across the country and we see an extension of this very settled, very pleasant weather indeed.
And the highest temperatures in the west, we're still getting good weather in the east, but we also had most of the rain, didn't we, over the last few months?
We certainly did. So eastern parts certainly experienced the worst of the rainfall during that particularly wet period. I suppose really it lasted from the end of the autumn right the way through the winter, even into the start of the spring as well. Unusual weather patterns led to that, of course, blocking areas of high pressure over Scandinavia and copious areas of low pressure, then just stalling across the country, feeding in consistent supplies of heavy rain across the east of the country. In terms of the temperature so far, it has been the west of the country that's fared best. The reason behind that is that we've had winds coming from an easterly direction at this time of the year. Ocean and sea surface temperatures are still quite cold around Ireland. They're only about 10 to 12 degrees Celsius at the moment. So when we see the winds whisking in off the Irish Sea, it means that that colder air over the surface of the water pushes a couple of kilometres inland. So unfortunately, eastern coastal fringes have seen temperatures probably at best in and around about maybe 14 to 16 degrees Celsius, whereas in the west, we've been spoilt with temperatures up to 20 degrees Celsius yesterday. Indeed, today, less wind, so we will see higher temperatures in the east, and that's a trend that will continue over the weekend
now,
as well.
We don't want to get too excited because there are some showers coming, aren't there, over the weekend at various points?
There are some showers coming, and that's back to that caveat that we spoke about in terms of some areas seeing more cloud. Through the course of this afternoon and this evening, we see an area of instability pushing up from the Bay of Biscay. That affects parts of West Cork and Kerry, initially bringing some heavy downpours here. During the late evening overnight tonight, that spreads up through many parts of the Midlands and the Midwest of the country. One or two of those showers could be on the heavy side, perhaps even a little thundery in nature. They'll gradually weaken overnight and into tomorrow morning. This will be one or two showers about the odd heavy one, but generally speaking, they will fizzle out as we go through the afternoon and evening with good sunny spells developing at that point as well. Perhaps a slight chance of a shower in some parts of the east on Sunday, but generally speaking, it's a dry picture at that point. And we see a return to very settled conditions then through the majority of next week as well.
Cathal, it's good news. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Cathal Malone from, Cathal Nolan rather, from the Weather Channel.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.